Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Yes, hi, my name is Ernest Taylor.
Hi, Ernest. How are you today?
I'm okay. Thanks.
What can I do for you today, Ernest?
Yeah, I'm calling because, you know, I recently had the Arch Top installed, and it's fine. But I have Blink cameras around my house, and I can't get them to join for whatever reason. I thought maybe you might know something about how to get them to join.
So typically it would go through the Blink app. Have you tried through the Blink app?
Yeah. I mean, I keep going through it and it says something about compatibility, but I'm sure that compatibility is not a problem. You know what I mean?
It shouldn't be, especially if they are Wi-Fi 6 enabled.
They are. They were on my old Wi-Fi. I had them, on the old system.
Okay.
In other words, who I switched from. I had them with Spectrum, and then
exactly. Okay. With regards to the compatibility, what error message does it give you?
Let me see if I can. Where I was when I did it. Let me see. I'm slow with this. Please bear with me. I gotta go back to my Blink.
Oh no, you're fine. And it's the outdoor 4 camera, right?
Just looking for your device. It just keeps looking. Yeah, the outdoor camera. Yeah, I have nothing indoors. I have 5 cameras outdoors. This is looking for your device.
Do you know what generation they are?
I actually don't. I've had them. Since I moved, they're probably about, they're either 2 or 3 years old.
So it would probably be the X-T2 or the X-T, right?
Yes. Yep. It told me how to discover a device, but I could never get it to discover the device.
It
doesn't hold and reset the sync module, but red light appears. It would never appear. It says, I'm ready, the lights will display. Just it doesn't. The lights are displaying, but they're not. I got a Blink in blue. Connect the device manually, it says. Try that. But then it wants you to go on the Blink Wi-Fi. Go to your Wi-Fi settings, join Blink 790W0, as shown above.
Okay. Because I'm trying to look up the getting started at least section where it would explain a little bit more about the connecting to the internet. So with it connecting it manually, you might have to scan the QR codes that are on the back of the sync module. Or is it already registering the sync module?
I've had it. I would have to register the sync module with the new Wi-Fi, you mean, or?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So the sync module is typically what connects to the internet.
Well, I do have that plugged into my computer, the sync module.
Typically, when you set up the sync module, because I have the first generation Blink cameras, when you connect the sync module, usually you go through the smartphone app, you scan the QR code.
Well, I must have done that initially, I would think, because like I said, we've had them. So I would have to do it
through your smartphone. Try it through your smartphone instead of through the computer.
Okay, I'm just trying to get back to the home, I guess. I got the sync module showing no connection here. It says delete sync module.
Yes.
Sync module is offline. Should I delete it?
Delete it and then re-add it.
Okay, let's see if it enters serial manually. Capture.
You
could
either do that
QR
or
code.
You can do the QR code on the back of the sync module.
Right on the back, right. So let me try that. Okay, it says continue.
And then once that's linked up and synced up, it should ask you to sign into the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, what's weird is it's saying now, are you sure deleting the sync module will leave your system in an unstable state? Cameras will not be deleted, but will not be accessible until a sync module is added to the system. So I'll go ahead
and
delete
that's fine.
It, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so then I'm looking at it, showing devices, but of course it's not showing. So I go back to the home setting, you think? Let's see. Home
so
on,
then you would click on the little plus sign on the home?
Outside house, yeah.
So once you click into your home or from the home screen of the Blink app, you're going to tap the plus icon to add the device.
Which is just the sync module?
Exactly.
Sync
you're going to tap sync module.
It. Okay, I'm going to take a picture.
And then you're going to scan the QR code on the back of the sync module, or you can enter the serial number manually.
Okay,
it might
so
ask if it...
Outside house, choose a new system for your sync module, too. So I should continue, right? Outside house armed?
Yes.
Discover device. Plug in your sync module and wait for the lights to display. I have it plugged in, Jay. Unplug it at the lights. This is to the point I was.
Yes,
light.
So I would unplug it, let it sit for about 10 to 15 seconds to let the power cycle kind of happen. Plug it back in. It should realize that it's not connecting to anything, and it should have the blinking lights.
Okay, so right now it just says discover device. Should I hit discover device when it's unplugged?
No, you're going to want to wait till it's plugged in again to discover the device. Because otherwise it's just going to say no devices found.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and plug it back in. It's been about 15, 20 seconds, I think.
Yep.
Okay, I plugged it back in the computer.
Well, so the sync module, is it normally just plugged into your computer, or do you normally plug it into an outlet? Because I have mine plugged into an outlet.
No, this is just plugged in the computer.
Okay.
It's got the cord, you know, and powers into the back, one of the... Okay. Okay, so I went back to the state it was in. It's got a constant green and a blinking blue.
Yes, that is what we want.
Okay, should I hit discover device then?
Yes, discover the device when you see that pattern on your sync module.
And it says Blink wants to join Wi-Fi network Blink 79W0.
Yes, you're going to click yes.
Join, I hit join.
And then once that joining is successful, you're going to ask to join your local Wi-Fi network.
Sorry,
you're
going
to type in your Wi-Fi password and tap join again. It should show your Wi-Fi network on a list.
Oh, yes. It's listed below the Wi-Fi network. Should I hit my arch top?
Yes.
Now? Okay.
Yes, and then you're going to click join.
It says Pat wants the password now.
Yep. So you're going to type in the Wi-Fi password.
So I'm going to have to reduce this and find it. Let's see.
Is it the default password that you...
Yeah.
That you initially had during setup?
Yes.
Okay, bear with me.
I'm trying to pull it back up. Where the hell did it all this go?
And Ernest, go ahead and verify your service address for me, please, just to make sure I have the right account.
Sure, it's 11 Platicill Drive, Mount Marion.
Perfect. And in the event that we do get disconnected, what's the best phone number?
That phone number is 845-901-9060.
Perfect. All right. Let me go ahead and take a look here.
If I reduce this, I can pull it up in my text and find it, I think. Let me see. I need some glasses.
Okay. So your Wi-Fi password, if you're ready for it.
If you can go slow, I'll do it, yes.
Yes. It is 841, capital
yes.
T, as in Thomas.
One sec. Capital T, yep.
Six.
Hold on one second. Six,
mm-hmm.
yep.
capital E?
Yes.
092. Zero. Nope. 001.
Okay. That was 092. Now what is it?
001.
Yep.
3669. And that's the end of it.
669. Join.
Yeah, I found a handy dandy little tool that lets us know what the original password was.
Yes, thank you. I didn't change it yet. So it's still sending Wi-Fi info to sync module 2.
Yeah, it'll take a good second. It'll take anywhere between 20 to 30 seconds or so, sometimes a little bit longer. But you should see a completion screen. Once you see that completion screen, you can click on done, or tap on done, rather.
Okay, I'm hoping it goes through. Okay, incorrect password.
Oh, maybe we added one too many zeros?
I'll read it back to you. 841, capital T, connecting to Blink servers. Now, why is it blinking like this? I can't even see it now because it seems blinking over my password.
Okay. Click on OK.
Okay. It's not letting me. It's the weirdest thing. It's connecting to Blink servers on top of my screen, and it's not letting me do anything.
That's okay. What you can do? Are you using iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
Okay. Try swiping up from the bottom and closing out the app, and then reopening it, okay. And then we can start from scratch.
Should I close it, or just, let's see.
No, like close it. Like swipe up to like get rid of the screen.
Swipe then, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you'll swipe up as you hold, and it'll kind of pop up all the different screens that are available, and you just swipe it up again to get rid of it.
Right off. Okay, I'm going to go back to Blink.
Yeah, sometimes Blink is a little, it's a little temperamental.
Yeah, I keep saying no sync module, add one. All the cameras in the front.
Yes. So that's where you'll be able to re-add the sync module.
After I get it online.
Yes, exactly. Back, so you're clicking on that plus sign.
I'll go back to the plus, right?
Yes.
Okay. Sync module, start with the sync module if you have a wireless camera.
Yeah. Correct.
Enter serial manually or find the QR code. Go back to the QR code, right?
Yes.
Outside house armed to the system. So outside house armed, continue with that one, right?
Select yes. System. Since you already have your home basically set up.
Okay. So it's blinking blue. I should hit discover device, right?
Yes.
Okay. Blink wants to join, right?
Correct.
Okay.
And then you'll select the archtop fiber 3669 from the list.
Okay, let's see what it does. It's our stop fiber 3669. Yep. Password again. Could you, if you read that to me, please, I'll write it down and then I'll enter it. Okay?
Absolutely. So it's 841.
Yes.
Capital T as in Thomas.
Yep.
6E as in Edward, all caps.
Yep.
092.
Yeah.
001.
Yes.
3669.
So I'm going to go ahead and enter that. It's going to take me a minute. Thank you for doing this, by the way.
Oh, of course. Anytime. Yeah, especially, I know how difficult it can be, especially transferring everything over. I have to reset my Google Home every time I change my Wi-Fi password. And I mean restore it to factory settings. I don't know why with Google Home it will not let me just change the Wi-Fi. I have to completely reset it from factory reset.
So I put it in, I should hit join, right?
Yes. it didn't give you the incorrect password this time, right?
It's still just spinning, though. The module went to red like it did last time.
Okay.
The message is sending Wi-Fi info to sync module 2.
Good.
It's just spinning right now. And it says incorrect password.
That's interesting. And the password's never been changed?
For ArchTop, no. Now it's doing the blink. It's doing the blinking again, connecting to Blink servers, kind of. And it, so it freezes up. So I'm not sure what to do. I don't really expect you to know what to do with this either, because.
Well, I mean, I've had my fair shares of troubles with the Blink system, so you kind of got lucky on that one.
Yes. But I don't know what to do at this point, because I definitely, that word had to be put in right that time, you know. I'm sure it was put in right the first time, too.
Yeah. So what I would recommend is go back to the home, try removing all of the cameras off of your home.
Okay.
So I know it's a big to-do, but try starting fresh.
So I should close it out, right?
Well, is it still spinning?
Yeah.
And still connecting to the Blink servers?
Yes.
What is your iPhone Wi-Fi password? Not your Wi-Fi password, but what is your iPhone Wi-Fi system currently connected to? Like, go to your settings and see what Wi-Fi it's connected to.
Okay, that's what I'm connected to right now. Yeah, okay. Good point.
Because if it's not showing that it's connected to the module itself, that might be the reason why.
Since it's connected to ArchTop Fiber.
So try connecting directly to the Wi-Fi that the module is putting out. It should be the Blink with that 4-digit at the end.
Okay, so in settings, when I go to Wi-Fi, other, okay. It should be giving me another, but right now it's not. It's
look up
the Spectrum 2B.
So try closing out the Blink app.
Okay.
You're going to go back into opening the Blink app.
Okay, I think I still might have it. So I still have it open. Should I close it back out so I can
close it back out so I can refresh the module. Since the module is currently not in that solid green and blinking blue state.
No, it was in red.
Yeah, exactly. So what we want it to go back to that green and blinking blue.
Okay, so I have to get let me get out everything for a second then. Because it's in red for whatever reason.
Yeah, probably because it's not recognizing the password. Probably because it wasn't directly connected to the module via Wi-Fi.
So I'm back to, I closed the Blink app. You want me to reopen it?
Yes, please. I'm sorry.
Okay, let me, no, not that. Let me see.
At least with iPhone, it's pretty simple.
Yeah, so I'm back in the Blink app, which comes to the devices.
Yes, so you're going to want to tap on that plus sign again.
Okay, it says, okay, outside house plus sign, showing front driveway, and it says, no sync module, add one. So I should go to the plus, though, you think, on the outside house?
Click on the add module.
Okay, add one, okay.
Yeah.
This is sync module. It's the same thing. Should I go wireless camera instead?
No, you're going to click on sync module because the sync module is very specific.
That's what we've been doing. Yep.
Yep. Now.
Okay.
After you scan the QR code.
Okay, I'm going to scan it now. Huh. Okay, so it comes up with a, it says, select a system, create a new system, or outside house armed?
Outside house armed.
And continue, right?
Yes.
Okay, I continued with that. It says blink in blue, but I can tell you that the blink module on the phone, showing blink in blue, on the module itself, it's a solid red.
Still, okay. So unplug the module.
Okay.
Plug it back in.
Okay. Just do it right away? Okay.
I would give it like 5 seconds.
Okay.
And then let me know if it goes back into the solid green and blinking blue.
Okay, right now it's blue. I plugged it back in. It's blue. It's taking a second anyway, probably, because the green's not on yet. It would take a second. Yeah. Okay, so it's green, shut them, and then it's blinking blue, yeah.
Okay. Now what you're going to do differently this time is you're going to go to your Wi-Fi settings on your phone.
Okay. So I have to reduce that in a second, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Go to settings. Okay, I'm on settings, and showing blink on here. Network.
Yes, you're going to connect to that directly.
So,
and then it should pop up about 30 seconds after you connect to it that there's no Wi-Fi connection. And to see if you want to choose cellular, click on stay on Wi-Fi. Continue with Wi-Fi.
Okay. And actually, it came up with a check mark.
Yep. And then it may say that there's no internet connection with it. Because I know that does that when I connect my iPhone to my camera, my DSLR. When I'm transferring photos from my professional camera, it'll tell me there's no internet connection with this. Continue with cellular or Wi-Fi, and I'll choose Wi-Fi. So if that does pop up, just click continue with Wi-Fi or continue trying Wi-Fi.
Okay, so I should get off the settings just and go back to the
blink. Correct.
Blink, right? Okay.
Yes. Now that you're connected to the blink camera, the module, the sync module directly, you should not have this issue again. Because I'm thinking that it's possible that because it didn't remain connected to the Blink module, maybe that's where the disconnect was.
Should I hit the Discover? It's back to the Discover device.
Yes. Click on the Discover device.
Okay. Network request failed.
Interesting.
I'll hit okay. Discover device. We'll try it again. Network request failed. I'm not sure what to do.
All right, let's see. I'm going through a couple extra steps here just to see what we can do with regards to that.
Plug in your sync module and wait for the lights to display. We did that. The lights are not ready after 30 seconds. Please press and release the reset button. I might have broke the reset button when I reset it before. But
I mean, you could try it again. Usually the reset button either is there, or you might be able to just kind of move your finger over the reset button and see if maybe it hits it. Because I know sometimes
issues. Mine's not like that. You have to stick like a pen in it because it's a little.
Oh, yeah. Dry. I usually use a paperclip for that or a safety pin.
Yeah, I did, but it seems like it has no resistance. I'll see if I have anything else to hit it with. Okay, here's something I can try. Oh, boy. Thank you for spending all this time.
Appreciate it. No, of course.
Yeah, I don't know where the button went, actually. I put this thing in and it doesn't go any. It goes in pretty far. Yeah. Maybe it's time for a new sync module. But anyway, yeah. I can cover the network request failed.
Okay.
Now I had to try to reset. I'm not sure what to do. I can add device. I can cancel it and see where I'm at. No sync module. Add one. It's back to, yeah. I don't know. Add the sync module again.
The other thing is, do you happen to have your local network for your Blink app enabled on your iOS? So that would be under the permissions.
I'm sorry, say that again?
So if you go to settings.
Okay, I'm going
to. And you go down to the app that says Blink on your app list as you go down the settings on the main settings page.
Also get off the Wi-Fi, okay. Go to the Blink. If I can find that.
No, go to the settings, your main settings in your phone.
Yes, I'm in the main settings.
Okay. So in the main settings.
Showing the blank. Sorry, go ahead.
You know how it'll show you like your Apple ID at the very top, and then it'll show like Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, all that. Scroll down till you see blink.
Okay. Okay, I see blink. Yep. Should I open it?
Yes, tap on that.
Okay. It's open. It's showing local network.
Does it show local network is enabled?
Yes, it is enabled. Okay.
All right, perfect. So I just wanted to make sure that that was enabled, because that will also cause an issue if it's disabled.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure what to do here. maybe it's time to quit. I don't know. For now.
No, so give me a moment.
No, okay.
Let's see. So we already power cycled your sync module. We've tried entering the Wi-Fi password.
Okay, where am I going back to that?
Let's see. Is your sync module in the same room as the router?
Yes, it's close. We're
okay.
Within 3 or 4 feet.
Okay, if it's within a couple feet, then that might not be the issue.
Yeah, it's pretty close. I did read somewhere about that, and we're all in the same small room.
Okay.
Everything, the computer, the blink, the Wi-Fi.
So do me one favor.
Yes.
Go to your Wi-Fi settings.
Okay, back to what? In 1 second, please.
Yeah.
And go back off link. Get back to the top. Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
So I'm in the Wi-Fi and I'm on blink.
You're going
to
connect to the archtop Wi-Fi.
Now it says no internet connection on the blink. So go back to the archtop.
Yeah, go back to the archtop.
Yep. That should come up automatic, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Probably saved.
Yeah, because it has your Wi-Fi password saved. What you're going to do is now you're going to click on the little information button, which is the little eye in a circle.
Okay, yeah.
And you're going to tap on those little bubbles where it says password.
Okay.
Verify that the password is the same. Yeah, it should ask you for Face ID or for you to type in your password. Go through with the Face ID, and then it should reveal the password.
Okay, let me compare it.
Let's make sure that it's the same.
841T6, capital E, 0, 9, 2, 0, 0, 1, 3, 6, 6, 9, yeah.
So it is the same, okay.
It is the same, yeah. It's got the limit IP address tracking on, of course.
Of course.
In Mail and Safari, right? IP address. So, okay. Yeah. Yeah, so that looks... let's check it one more time in case it's... No, it's 841, capital T, 6, capital E, 0, 9, 2, 0, 0, 1, 3, 6, 6, 9. Yeah, it's the same.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure, because sometimes if it's different even by one number, that could be the issue.
Right.
So I just wanted to make sure, because you're obviously successfully connected through your iOS device, through your iPhone.
I could go back and make sure that one is a 1 and not an I, just to try it again. So I don't think I put it in wrong twice. I don't think I put it in wrong.
Yeah, I don't think so, unless you accidentally hit the key.
Right.
But, I mean, the way that my iOS device is, I have to hit the 1, 2, 3 in order for it to... switch over to the numbers.
Okay.
I just tried it again. Continue outside house.
Yes.
It's already the blinking blue and steady green. Hit discover device. Blake wants to join Wi-Fi network. Blink 79.
Click on join.
Join. And it says, blister will blow or the Wi-Fi networks in range of your sync module. Yeah, it says sync module. Select the Wi-Fi network for Blink to join. And it's funny because in that, it's not coming up. But there isn't other. Let me see. No. Select security type. No. So it's
not popping up with it? Is it still solid green and blinking blue?
It is. But when it says add device, blister or blow the Wi-Fi networks in range of your sync module too. Select the Wi-Fi network for Blink. Oh, for Blink to join. So I select
yes.
Workshop.
Yes. Yep. That is the one that we should be selecting.
And that wants the password again. Okay. So let me go ahead and do that. Okay, I'm going to join it again and see what happens. I don't think there's any question that was put in right.
Because I know that our routers, even though they're Wi-Fi 6E, they are backwards compatible. So there should be no compatibility issue with the Blink system.
Right. So sending Wi-Fi to sync module too. But I'm not encouraged because it's still taking, still spinning in the module.
Well, actually, if you haven't, last time it gave you the incorrect password, it was within 10 seconds.
It just gives me the incorrect again. And this time it shows the password. Sync module 2 failed to connect. Most likely cause a failure when adding a device is an incorrect or mistyped Wi-Fi password. The Wi-Fi password you entered is displayed below. And then I actually got a blinking message on and off. It's connecting to Blink servers. That's kind of odd, right?
Yeah.
That it would do that.
Hmm.
And you can't do anything. It kind of freezes you up here. You can't hit the OK on the bottom while this message connecting to Blink servers comes over. Okay, yeah.
Let's see. Since I was on the sync module 1, let's see if...
You know, I popped all my batteries out outside just a little while ago. I've been trying everything, you know. Put them all back in, reset them up. Put them back on the mounts. But, because that was suggested somewhere.
Yeah, because we did delete the sync module initially just to make sure that. And we did unplug the sync module to clear any of the old settings. We did plus on the plus icon. Okay, so when it gave you, when you press the home, the add device on the home screen of the Blink, did it give you the
Yeah.
option of Blink wireless camera system?
It did, I think.
Let's try that option.
Okay, I'm gonna have to get off and probably go back through the steps because this is kind of frozen in the connecting to Blink servers mode. It's just spinning and I can't do anything with it. I can't hit
Yeah,
okay, so I'm gonna have to
because it
hurry
just
up and
freezes
close it.
up.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to close it.
Absolutely, no worries.
Okay, so let's see. It's you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, let me close you out. All right.
I
Okay.
know I've done
So
that a handful of times before.
let me see. Okay, so when I go back to the screen and it's showing
The add
devices, front
device.
driveway, front, it says admin, but at the very top it says no sync module.
That's fine. Just click on the plus button.
Just add one, okay.
Yeah.
It says front driveway, let's see, devices, snooze all devices, rearrange devices.
No,
Maybe
I
it's
would
missing
just
the
click on the
option.
Blink wireless camera system.
Okay, maybe I was wrong. Let's see. No, it's actually saying no sync module. Then it says devices. And when you pull that up, it says device list options. It's rearrange, snooze all devices. And then it says front driveway. And then right under front driveway, let me see, I'll hit front now. It says no sync module, add one. Front, no sync. And they all have an add one on each camera. I don't
That's
see it.
okay.
Should I hit the plus?
So
How's that help?
go to the main home screen and just click on the add device.
Okay, sync module.
So I would just click on Blink wireless camera system instead of an
Add the.
individual device.
Okay, when I hit add device, wireless cameras, indoor and outdoor cameras, sync module required. Should I blink on that one? That's really the
No.
only outdoor. Okay, then maybe I don't have the right one. It says out of the options, it's sync module, wireless cameras, mini camera, video, doorbell. Wire floodlight camera, outdoor four floodlight camera, mini pan tilt camera, battery extension pack, floodlight mount. So the wireless cameras, indoor and outdoor cameras, sync module required. That's what I have. I have wireless cameras, but it doesn't
Yes,
say anything about the
the
path or
system.
whatever.
Okay, so then at that point, I would just select the sync module.
Sync module again, okay.
Does it give you sync module 2 or anything like that?
It says capture the QR code when you pull it up. Turn it on the device.
Try manually typing it in this time.
Okay, the model number. I wonder what they want.
The serial number.
Is that the there's DSN?
Yeah,
Could it be the
the
DSN,
SN.
you think?
It would be
Okay.
the SN.
Okay. The whole thing, huh?
Yes.
Oh, actually, you don't write DSN, do you? It says DSN, and it has like a parenthesis that says GB, whatever. FCC ID, IC, SID Blink model. It's the DSN.
It should just say SN.
Okay, so it doesn't actually say that SN. It's DSN, and it says GB, and it's okay, I'll try the GB number.
Yeah, try that.
Me get hit the dashes, probably. Dash.
Yeah, I know the serial number definitely has dashes in it.
Oh boy. All right, we'll go back. GBV. Okay, I'll try to continue. Serial number not found in manufacturer table. What's going to happen with me is I have to go to work soon, so I'm going to be able, I'm going to end up running out of time doing this, I have a feeling.
Yeah.
Serial manually. And try it again and add the, and actually add the DSN part of the G8V number. I'll try scanning it one more time.
Yeah, we could try scanning it once more.
Back to choose a system for your sync module to create a new system outside house is armed. I don't want to create a new system, right?
No, you want to add it to the existing system.
So continue with the armed.
But I do remember one time where I had an issue with it and I had to delete my old system.
Yeah, I'll continue this, I think. No, I'm saying plug in the system now. It's the funniest thing. Like, you weren't plugged in, so maybe it should have been unplugged. I don't know. I think she tried last night going that way, but I don't know. I'll hit discover device again. Hit join on the blank right.
Yes.
So that happens. Unable to join the network blank. Just to make sure the device is powered on nearby, has blinking blue and green. Okay, it's not yet, so. I think it's going to be the last shot because I'm running out of time.
Yeah, no, that's completely understandable.
No, thank you. I mean, I really do appreciate this time.
Yeah, I've run into the system issue like a couple of times with Blink. I actually stopped using the Blink cameras altogether because it was too much of a headache. But I do remember at one point, like when I was having difficulty, I had to delete all the other cameras and just start a new system.
I'm just curious if I broke this. I mean, it wasn't broke yesterday, but when I pushed that button.
No, because if it was, if it was still going back to the original, like, steady green and blinking blue, then it should have reset.
This is somehow locked on the red this time. Help, it's not blinking blue. Should I hit that one?
Yes.
Maybe I'm off. You want me to hit? It wants me to reset it, but I can't reset it. That's what I was saying. I put that thing in there, and it no longer has resistance. I might have broke that button in there, too.
So, yes, yeah, so the DSN is the serial number, by the way.
Huh. Yeah. So, let's see.
Okay, so here's an important part. When resetting the sync module 2, you have to press and hold it for 5 seconds.
Yeah, there's nothing left. There's no resistance in that hole anymore. It had this little that little hole.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, something's shaking around in that box. So I might have pushed it too hard before.
It was going
blue before, but now it's not even doing that. So I might actually have broken.
Try moving around within the little hole. Sometimes it just moves it a little bit, and you just got to find that little button that the normal button presses into.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that would be. Now, is it on the side where the USB is, or is it on the back?
Okay, so let's see now. I got a blue light on the sync module, but no green, no steady green, no green at all right now. Not that I want to buy another Blink module, but
that might have to be the option.
Okay, so the blue is blinking blue now, but so it did come back up.
Is it now with the solid green?
Steady green. Yes.
Okay, good.
It's back to Discover device. It's kind of going through the same kind of motion here.
Yes. So click on that Discover.
Just go ahead and Discover device again, right?
Yes.
All right. Blink wants to join Wi-Fi, Blink 79W,
yes.
Zero, join. Yeah. Click to make sure the device, check to make sure the device is powered on nearby and has blinking blue and steady green lights. Okay, it does, so.
Should give you an okay button to click or tap.
It just came back to the Discover device. Plug in your sync module and wait for the
check. But it is blinking blue and has a solid green.
It is. It's steady green and blinking blue, yeah. Do I dare hit Discover device again? I guess it's the only thing to do, right?
Yeah, try it once more.
And then join with the Blink again. Join. And it came up to add device. Popped up on my camera, on my phone.
Okay.
But I'm not, am I adding Arch Top then?
Probably, no, right? So if it's adding device, that's where you would select the sync module. Unless it's popping up with okay. The Wi-Fi networks.
So I would have to hit other, because it's not on that. Refresh list, at least?
Refresh list, if it's popping up with the Arch Top, then it's going to ask you to select the Arch Top one.
Okay, just a refresh list on the bottom. Just shortened it down. Other. Okay, then it's select security type. WPA2, WPA, WEP, none.
Okay, so that's asking for a Wi-Fi. So what that means is you should be selecting the Arch Top at that point.
Okay, so don't select any of these specific WPA2s, WPA. Go back.
Go back and select the Arch Top.
Okay. And then it wants the password. Okay. So I'll put it in a final time, and then I got to head out and go to work.
Yeah, that's a completely understandable.
8-4.
I mean, they changed their colors since I started using Blink. Blink used to be blue and white, like a baby blue or a sky blue. And now it's like a green and white for their company.
So I send the Wi-Fi and the sync module too. So let's see what happens. Looks like it's doing all the same kind of stuff. The module went through the red light. But we'll see. I think this has to be the last shot. So
my next,
if it doesn't go through, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say my next suggestion is I can give you the Blink customer service support number too.
Sure. I'll take that. Thanks.
Oh, of course. So the phone number, whenever you're ready.
Sure. Go ahead.
It's 781. That's the area code.
Okay.
332.
Yes.
5465.
5465. Yes. Okay. All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate
your
time.
Oh, you're so very welcome. I'm so sorry that we weren't able to get it fixed, at least, you know, to get you back and connected and securing your home. But at least we did do all of the troubleshooting that was available. Even on their website, it was kind of the same list. And they're going to ask you probably all the same things. let them know exactly what we've done so far and that we followed all the steps according to all of the troubleshooting documentation that they have on their website, and then see what they can do, whether they can replace it for you, because I don't know how long their warranties are for, or they may have to recommend that you just get a new sync module.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Oh, you are so very welcome. Did you have any other questions for me in the meantime, Ernest?
No, I'm good. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm sorry that we weren't able to get it fixed again, but thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day and a great shift at work.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye.